years. I worked for them about the CIA had come around to these figures.
But what is the general situation with regard to morale in South Vietnam. I've asked that every
day. Well, I've got a memo coming into you. Bunker says the operation was a net plus, a great net plus.
Can we get that out?
Sure.
Get out that memorandum to the press.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't want anything to create credibility problems.
Well, Bunker wrote sent us a long cable in which he pointed these facts out.
With regard to this whole situation, of course, we know the issues, but how in the world an American Navy told that to our friend Haig and say, now Haig, fight out of that major race?
And that's the problem with our army right now. The only service that has real morale, the Air Force is so awful that we can't even talk about it, but the Army has lost a lot of its morale, and one can understand why. They've been taking a terrific beating, the press is tearing them to pieces, and they haven't been...
Well, the whole country is being torn to pieces,
I think it's right. I think
we're suffering. Standing here over the port, but we're doing all right.
Well, I was really interested by this conversation with the Breedon yesterday because he was really fishing for some opening to the North Vietnamese.
Right.
I think it's a little premature. I think you should make your next announcement.
Make the next announcement. Cancel the next speech. I mean, cancel it now. God damn it. Don't let anybody rock your
player. No, it's done. That's done.
All right, fine. And then the way he does it is coldly and abruptly.
Well, we were going to contact them today. They had proposed to us that the next meeting be April 1st.
Yeah.
We told them we'd let them know today.
Yeah.
We'll just tell them coldly that we're not ready on April 1st.
Yeah.
Delay it to April
8th. Yeah, sure. And I'll give you a chance to make my remarks before that.
I hadn't even thought of that even then.
April 7th.
Excellent.
That's still a good day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, April 7th is just about right. They'll all have gone through the act. We could go through a little of his analysis and say, therefore, we can now safely withdraw 100,000 men.
Not too much. I think I would go there. I just summarize it in a sentence. Say, as a result of this operation, you say, there was a and we are now able to withdraw this, and so forth and so on. And
you want about 15 minutes at most.
Yes. I wonder who was the best one to work on it, Price or Sapphire?
Sapphire. Because I had Winston Lord on my staff. They believed and did the October 7th speech, which was so successful.
Right.
I'll get Lord to do a draft.
Right.
Substance.
Right.
And Lord is a good phrase maker, too.
Right, right. But he's fine.
And Sapphire.
You see, I may not use the text at all. I may decide to throw it away and just do it like it is Smith
program. Right. I'll have something for you, say, by Wednesday, just for substance. And because you'll be until Tuesday, I understand you're prepared for
that. Let me tell you, keep all your press friends and the rest gassed up. I tell them I've got to stand. I mean, like, I don't want this, our friends like Stuart Elsoff and the rest to start throwing the towel.
No, they won't. Stuart will do it a little more than Joe.
Yeah, why was that of Stuart? He's afraid of
you. Well, Stuart is torn between his disdain for the establishment.
Yeah.
And his feeling that maybe you should just pull out as fast as possible.
Does he really feel that?
Well, but mostly, no, but only because he thinks the public may not support you.
Yeah.
He agrees that you are right.
Pull out as fast as possible, lose it all. What the hell does he think would happen to this country?
He won't say that.
Good God, but I'm really serious. We can make that decision right now. We're going to pull out and throw in the tip. What do you think is going to happen? The heck are you going to support us in that? Then we wouldn't be down the tube.
Do it.
Thing we can do.
But if you step up to the withdrawal rate, if you do it, Stuart will be with you.
Well, stepping up to the withdrawal
rate. It's a symbolic thing.
It'll help a little.
It won't help much, but it will.
My view is that all it does is to. Now, we have to defuse this thing, and before this thing is defused, to put out until afterwards. But I agree, trying to get the Democrats not to screw us on the 31st of the Democratic Congress.
I think those two fellows.
I like them. Well, what I said to them at the last time we're meeting and anything else, the cold politics, I say, look here, I've taken responsibility for this, but if you tell us to take responsibility, I'm going to blame you for losing. I'm going to blame you. I've got to know him. And with a boxer up there, tell him that.
but these Southerners are more patriotic.
Oh, sure.
I was at a dinner with Sparks a few weeks ago, and he was absolutely maudlin about you. He said, the greatest man in foreign policy that he remembered. If your own party would only support you.
Well, sir, don't worry about our own party or anything like that. But, present time, it's full of weak men.
The leaders, the national leaders, are disastrous, and they.
But Henry, don't think these are hard times. I came back to the whole Lincoln analogy. This is nothing compared to it. This is very different. Jesus Christ.
But in a way, this is worse.
Oh, because my God, they had them, didn't they?
Okay.
Oh, my God, they were avoiding the grab, bounty jumpers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was an horrible thing. And, you know, it was what they went through and waiting for the news, and everything was a victory, defeat, you know, and all that. And of course, our problem is this goddamn television. I mean, taking a stinking little thing. Why, this would be a blip in Lincoln's day. This is like a.
And
shared in the valley of the Shenandoah.
And when you are faced with secession, there isn't really a hell of a lot you can do.
You've got to fight or die.
But
one of the things, though, about this that we're doing, we're gonna put it right to them. Politics that we have to. Now, on the other hand, then everybody goes down. We must not lose it now. That's really what Laos is all about. It's really about winning. We could have done a little better. We may have been better than we think. I have a hunch that we've done better than we think.
But I know we did better than we think. We didn't do visibly as well as we might have.
Yeah, but visibly it looked like worse than it was. Although, I don't know. I think some of us on the subventions in the press are beginning to not beginning. They're wondering whether they may be on the list. What do you think?
That's right. If you read these articles carefully, of course, most people don't do that, but the beginning is usually a slap at us. But if you read them through, I read the New York Times accounts yesterday of the thing. There are really a lot of pluses in there, and they always cover it by saying, well, the pluses
well,
may not
be.
Isn't
the thing gradually getting off of television?
I am. It must. There isn't anything left to report.
Oh, well, I was using the film they had 3 days ago.
That'd be awesome.
A little hard. That's good.
That'd be awesome.
The difficulty is people think in terms of whether victory is beaten or rest for a while, and that'll hurt us.
But our casualties are bound to go down again, Mr. President, even below 54, and we can then compare that.
Yeah.
And if there are no major actions this year, and I really don't see how there can be after the next month, and I doubt that there'll be any next month, but I'll just...
Well, the question is whether it will be next February or March.
Could be something in person. I think we've got to pop them once or twice more just to show them.
You mean with air?
Yeah. We got away pretty easily with that last pop, I think that. Federal, nothing in third and fourth corps. There could be something in first corps next
year. Well, if there is, what the hell do we care? We'll be out of there. Let's get the hell out of there.
But at any rate, I think the South Vietnamese will be able. We've got to keep a large air force there. The thing, I'm setting up that meeting, as you requested, Mr. President, with Laird Packard and Moore. What is essential is, no matter what double talk he gives you, is to press in to leave a maximum amount of equipment behind.
Yeah.
And to keep our air sortie rate at a high level next year. After 72, we can pull it down, but if we keep it up at 10,000, that's the one big punch we've got against them.
Well, don't get discouraged. I don't know, I hope you don't have the idea that I don't know if they beat you over the head. Oh, but the people around here, but I know we've done the right thing, Joe Paul, and all these other people. Gotta keep plugging.